Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mookie Betts. Batting second. The second baseman, Dustin Pedroia. Batting third. The shortstop, Xander Bogaerts. Batting fourth. The DH, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hanley Ramirez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Shaw. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Brock Holt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Blake Swihart. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Jackie Bradley. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clay Buchholz. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Francisco Lindor. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Ramirez. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Napoli. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlos Santana. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Marlon Byrd. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Juan Uribe. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Tyler Naquin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Carlos Carrasco. And now, play ball. Mookie Betts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Betts strikes out. 1 out. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pedroia hits a line drive into right center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Xander Bogaerts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bogaerts takes first base on ball 4. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carrasco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor strikes out. 1 out. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Kipnis reaches second base with a double. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Mike Napoli batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Napoli takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santana hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Indians. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gomes hits a fly ball into right field. Betts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Byrd hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Travis Shaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Shaw hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Brock Holt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Blake Swihart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swihart hits a line drive into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bradley strikes out. Two outs. Mookie Betts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Betts is 0 for 1 in the game. Betts hits a line drive into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Uribe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bogart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Naquin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ramirez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lindor for the out. Naquin moves to second. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Naquin scores. Ramirez moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bogart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Pedroia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Xander Bogaerts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bogaerts is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bogaerts strikes out. Two outs. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Napoli scoops it up and throws to first, with Carrasco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Santana batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bradley. Santana reaches second base with a double. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomes strikes out. One out. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Byrd is 0 for 1 in the game. Byrd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pedroia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 1 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez strikes out. One out. Travis Shaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shaw is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shaw hits a fly ball into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brock Holt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Holt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blake Swihart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swihart is 0 for 1 in the game. Swihart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Naquin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Naquin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Naquin strikes out. Swihart drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Naquin out. One out. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 2 in the game. Lindor strikes out. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mookie Betts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Betts is 0 for 2 in the game. Betts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pedroia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pedroia hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Xander Bogaerts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bogaerts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bogaerts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lindor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Noe Ramirez now pitching. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Napoli is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Napoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bogaerts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santana is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Santana hits a line drive into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Indians. Hanley Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Indians. Ross Detweiler now pitching. Chris Young pinch hits for Travis Shaw. Chris Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Young hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Naquin. Young reaches second base with a double. Brock Holt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Holt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Holt takes first base on ball 4. Blake Swihart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swihart is 0 for 2 in the game. Swihart takes first base on ball 4. Young moves to third. Holt moves to second. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball into center field. Naquin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Young tags and scores. Holt tags and moves to third. One out. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Zach McAllister now pitching. Mookie Betts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Betts is 0 for 3 in the game. Betts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Uribe fields it and throws to first for the out. Holt scores. Swihart moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Dustin Pedroia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Pedroia is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pedroia hits a line drive towards first. Napoli reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Young now playing left field. Brock Holt now playing third base. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes takes first base on ball 4. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Byrd is 0 for 2 in the game. Byrd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gomes moves to third. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Uribe is 0 for 2 in the game. Uribe hits a fly ball into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gomes tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 6, Indians, 6. Robbie Ross now pitching. Rajay Davis pinch hits for Tyler Naquin. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a line drive into right field. Betts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lindor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lindor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Holt juggles the ball. That's an error on Holt. Byrd moves to second. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into right field. Betts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Xander Bogaerts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Bogaerts is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bogaerts hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hanley Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pablo Sandoval pinch hits for Chris Young. Pablo Sandoval is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Gomes and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Pablo Sandoval is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Ramirez moves to third. Pablo Sandoval is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sandoval hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Pablo Sandoval now playing third base. Brock Holt now playing left field. Junichi Tozawa now pitching. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Kipnis hits a line drive into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Napoli is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Napoli is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Napoli hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Indians. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Santana is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Santana takes first base on ball 4. Matt Barnes now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gomes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gomes hits a line drive into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marlon Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Byrd is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Byrd strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Colin Cowgill now playing right field. Brian Shaw now pitching. Brock Holt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Holt is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Linder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blake Swihart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Swihart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Swihart hits a line drive into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bradley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mookie Betts is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Betts is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Betts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Juan Uribe is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Uribe is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Uribe hits a line drive into center field. Bradley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive beyond first. Ramirez can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Swihart and he is safe. Davis steals second. Francisco Lindor is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lindor is 0-for-4 in the game. Lindor takes first base on ball 4. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Swihart and he is out, Sandoval applying the tag. Lindor moves to second. Two outs. Jose Ramirez is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cody Allen now pitching. Dustin Pedroia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pedroia is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pedroia hits a fly ball into right field. Cowgill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Xander Bogaerts is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bogaerts is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bogaerts strikes out. Two outs. David Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ortiz hits a line drive into left field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 6. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.